This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. On legal tampering day, so far the Eagles haven't signed anybody today. They lost Josh Sweat to the Arizona Cardinals, lost Milton Williams to the New England Patriots. Darius Slay is TBD, negotiating with the Steelers, but as of now, different than the report we had heard before, as of now, he is still property of the Philadelphia Eagles, and he has been given permission to go seek a trade. So I guess it's...
Oh, they have to trade for him.
If at this point they will. Now, maybe they just do this for a little bit, and they go, well, you don't want to give us anything. But if the Steelers want him bad enough, maybe they get a, fifth rounder.
Yeah.
Get a little bidding war for Darius Slay. Or, given that the starting cornerback is Kelee Ringo right now.
They just keep him.
Just bring him back.
Yeah. Well, let's get to it, Jack. I'm excited for this one.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
See, I've been thinking about this one for a little while, and on Friday, it reminded me of my favorite Ike face, because Ike has multiple different faces, you know, for multiple different situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of personality.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
I'm sure I'll know it when he says it.
Yeah. Listen, just work with me. Walk with me.
Here. Okay. All right.
My fifth favorite Ike face is when he walks into a full lunchroom. It's always the head back, like, oh, here we go.
Yep.
That's when we get the text of I'll be in the back room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You do know people who work here listens to this show.
Yeah. Nothing personal. First of all, they don't know who we're annoyed by.
And by the way, it is nothing personal because it doesn't matter who it is.
It really does not.
I could walk into a lunchroom full of all of his oldest friends and family members, and it would be too many for him to deal with, and he would go into the back room.
That's a good point.
So take nothing personal. I feel the same way. For me, it's not how many that are in there. It's if somebody, because I don't sit at a table. I sit at that long table up there, mm-hmm. and that's where they'll put like the buffet food, stuff or something. Yeah. If there's a lunch, and I'll walk in, I'm like, oh, my spot's gone.
And they're in your space.
Yep.
Again, we've had those spots since COVID.
Yes, there are spots.
Everyone needs to lock in.
But that is a correct face.
That's a correct one. Yes.
My fourth favorite Ike face. This also happened on Friday. Talking about LeBron, like when he loses it,
yeah,
you know what I mean, and that vein in the front of his face starts like popping a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, that's an all time Ike face.
Yeah,
the vein came out for LeBron.
Yeah, it's
you were.
You laid it on so thick with LeBron.
Yeah, it was great, and every time, you know, when you're doing a show with other people, you get to know their beats, and when it's your time to, This is done. This is my spot.
Yeah.
Every time when it felt like the LeBron thing was winding down, and I'd be like, there's a new part of this. This is good.
Didn't see that one coming.
I think it went for like 7 minutes or something, or 8 minutes. It was awesome. It just kept going. But yeah, you were. And it kept building. It was like, and another thing.
Well, and I saw on Twitter you got sucked into Lakers land.
Your tweet did.
Are you, dude?
Yeah.
Like I spent the rest of the night with that.
Yeah. 350 responses I saw.
Yeah, I spent the rest of the night arguing about LeBron.
You didn't even say anything that.
No.
You said, I think LeBron is lame for this.
Yeah, that's all I said. It was lame for that. I still believe it.
When your tweet gets into Laker LeBron land, mm-hmm. it's like Swifty land.
And then Stephen A. made it worse.
What did
with that soft nonsense he came on the air with.
He didn't
even go after LeBron. He just basically tucked his tail.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't hear what he said.
Oh, he tucked his tail. He didn't. Not, you know how Stephen A. is. If somebody confronts Stephen A., he's going to use his pulpit to crush him.
I remember him going after Whitlock.
Yeah.
He was like, you fat loser. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. He had nothing to say to LeBron.
Wow.
Yeah.
He chickened out.
Yep.
Coward. Disgraceful.
Yep. Want me to keep going? And then Shannon didn't even have anything to say in defense of Stephen A. That's his boy.
Really?
He's caught between a rock and a hard place. He's a LeBron lover. And Stephen A. got him on ESPN. He don't know what to say.
Is that why? Didn't Stephen A., isn't he doing something with Skip? Didn't he do a podcast mm-hmm. with Skip?
He is, he is doing a.
Yeah, LeBron went after him. Now he's doing back with Skip. We're back.
Yeah.
He gets it.
All right, that's a good one.
All right, my third favorite Ike face is when a grown man, not a kid, great, but when a grown man asks him what he thinks about the Eagles this year. Because, like
off air.
Yeah, off air. Yes. Off air. Because, it's like, they're going to be great. I don't know. They're going to be awesome.
Listen to the show.
Yeah, 2-6. 2-6. There every day. Give my thoughts on the Eagles. When a kid does it, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's sometimes when it's the 50 and ups.
Yeah, I need my own personal. This is my phone call into the show right now. This is them calling into the show.
Yep.
Yeah, so they have to get all the questions.
And you just want to say, I talk about this for 4 hours every
day. Yeah, did you hear me not say that already? Yeah.
They're going to be great. They just won the Super Bowl. My second favorite Ike face is, now this is bringing the curtain back on the show a little bit.
Oh, wow. Pulling the curtain back.
Always. Sometimes Ike will say something just to troll Spike and I,
yes.
and know that everyone out there agrees with him, and he does a little
it's the big grin.
The little yeah. smirk off the air.
Yeah.
And we're like, you mother. Yeah. Yeah. That's an all-timer.
Well, that is one of my favorite ones there, well, yes.
And by the way, the thing that I've learned is I don't always read that properly.
Right.
And a few of me and Ike's biggest arguments have been when I'm like, are we really doing this about Tobias Harris? And I go up to 10, and then Ike goes from kidding to maybe I am doing this about Tobias. So you have to read that part of it good.
Because we were talking before the show about how sometimes you don't even want to defend the player, but then you got to just go all in.
You have to.
It's like Tobias.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. He's not as bad as everyone says. And now you're Tobias's boy.
Yeah. Yes.
exactly how it goes with average players in this town.
Yep.
But
I should know.
But my favorite Ike face is sometimes he'll just say something and then it'll take him maybe 3 seconds before he realizes he just made a new drop.
Yeah.
And he did that again on Friday with this one. When talking about Mekhi Becton.
Oh, that's
that was actually one I knew was coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you saw that one. Yeah. You set it up. Set it up beautifully.
Yeah. Well, sometimes there's no other way for me to say something. I just, I try to avoid the whole pause thing, but then I can only use so many different words, man, to describe what I'm saying.
Yeah, we've gone from pause to whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I appreciate that embarrassment, Jack.
No, it was good.
That was good.
There's no embarrassment.
Awesome.
Good. Never. Yes.
This hour is...
Top five of you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, me and Spike ought to do a top five of you.
We'd
love it.
We should take over the top. That way you don't have to think of the top five that day.
Yeah. This is a 12:30 production every day.
Every day. Yeah. I can see when you're stressing about it.
I shut down.
Yep. With Jack, before the show, I've learned that. Another thing I've learned is that if Jack goes into quiet mode, intense mode before the show, nothing's wrong. He just doesn't have anything for top five yet.
Yeah.
And he's thinking.
Who can I make fun of today?
Right. Oh, we could definitely do one on Jack.
Wow.
Now you don't want to.
Then he wouldn't recover.
Yeah, yeah, it might be
tough. Then he didn't make it personal against us for the next 6 months.
Yeah, well, that's really what Honest Jack was the entire time. Was really a top five about Jack. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. It is legal tampering day in the NFL. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
What it do?
What it do?
Good
what it do, Drew?
Good
what
it energy. Do, okay.
Also, just got to remind you guys, Jalen Hurts Championship Club still out there. Great day to wake up a champion. And always feeling soupy, as Fritz reminded me, on hold. And to Fritz, you should have just done it, Fritz. You should have just made it to the league. I mean, it's not like it's that hard. You're D3.
D2. I should. No, I actually think about that over the weekend. As just thinking about how things are getting more and more expensive. I was like, I should have just worked harder at baseball.
Yeah, and been a pro.
Yeah. Not that hard.
Yeah, but then what if you ended up a minor league player and you didn't work out? Then all of a sudden you're 26. You don't know what happened with your life.
Yeah, that's obviously a factor.
Well, you
at least I could say I was a quote unquote professional athlete.
Yeah.
Now I'm just a failed college Division II pitcher.
That's a good bit, though. I just don't think.
Are you really considered a professional if you're in minor leagues?
Yeah,
that's a pro. You get paid for it.
Well, depends if you're like your first round pick. You're probably
Yeah. Well, yeah. So that's different.
I just don't think you.
But if you're a career minor leaguer,
you're a professional athlete. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Varying degrees.
Well, what are you getting paid?
Not a lot. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You said if you're getting paid for it, I mean, you can go get a 9-to-5 and make more money.
Oh well, that's true. I don't think you would have pivoted like Preston Mattingly to been like, man, you know what? I'm just going to be the GM.
Be the GM, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, I guess
you could have made that move.
Dude, they'd probably hire me now, don't you think?
The guy doesn't even read articles. Yeah. How's he going to
be? You're more like a scout.
You'd be a good scout.
I'm a nine-test man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get on the
old school scout. You'd be fighting the analytics.
You get on the road driving up and down the Lehigh Valley to Reading.
I'd be like Clint Eastwood in Trouble with the Curve. You got to hear it. You don't need to see it.
Huh? Was he? I didn't see Trouble with the Curve. Is he
nobody
blind?
Saw that.
This whole show's been. I didn't see it.
Nobody saw that. Trouble with the Curve.
He lost his eyesight, but he could still hear the crack of the bat sounding different, and he was still better than the nerdy.
This is a baseball movie.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, with Clint Eastwood and Amy Adams.
Oh, really?
When was this?
I'm a big Amy Adams guy.
Like 2014?
Really?
Yeah, Trouble with the Curve.
I've never even heard of it. Clint Eastwood?
I've definitely heard of it, yeah.
Wow.
Jack would have been the guy who drafted the big slugger who couldn't hit a curveball.
I forgot you were still there. Okay.
Yeah, okay, still there. He's locked in. Don't worry about it.
I forgot he was still there.
I just remembered he's called OK Andrew because I said his calls were OK. I just remember that's a good nickname. You're better now, OK. It's a good name. Anyway, what were you calling for?
So here's the whole approach to the offseason. You guys seen Moneyball or at least heard of it.
We all seen Moneyball.
Direct players. You have to replace production.
Yes.
If you have guys on our team that can replace half of the production, you can go out there and get guys that do the job either in the draft or free agency. So you don't have to directly replace Josh Sweat. You can go and draft a defensive end and take up that space with Jalix Hunt and Huff and whoever you draft. Or you can replace Milton Williams with Ojamo and a guy like Raekwon Davis, who's still out there, who's been around in the league, or a Kenneth Grant from Michigan, or D tackle from Kentucky.
Shut his hole!
Raekwon Davis is under 30. He can stick around for a little bit and provide production.
Yeah, so, those are all...
bro, as of right now,
yeah,
Milton Williams is the top free agent signing.
In the NFL?
Yeah.
Oh, in terms of money?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're saying replace production. It's an easy thing to say. Those were all productive players. So, in baseball, you can spread out that production. Baseball's so much different than football. Because you could say, hey, we're losing this guy who drove in 100 runs, let's say. And you say, well, this guy's going to drive in 7 more. This guy's Darius Slay was the starting cornerback. So the production is not going to be done by you can't just distribute that production to other players. And it's the same thing with Sweat. What?
Spike. The cornerback situation, my idea would be trade your compensatory picks for a guy like Jair Alexander, or go out and get a guy like Byron Murphy, who was a Pro Bowler last year, 6 picks, or spend a little bit of money and get Tre'Davious Ward. So that's my take for cornerback and defense. I think Becton's back. I think we're going to get him on a deal. And also, Jack, Trey finally got his first hit in spring training. So congrats to him. It's a big accomplishment.
Yeah, batted second a couple times over the weekend. Schwarber lead it off. We're back.
We are back.
All right, okay. You got a legendary movie scene for us?
Hey, if we play him 10 times, they might win 9. But not this one.
That's a big answer. Come on, it's
from
a miracle.
Oh, yeah. I hate that's miracle. A good one. Does I hate miracle?
Yeah.
I do?
Like the 1980 U.S. hockey thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do I hate it?
Well, you always say the moment's overrated.
Well, it is, but...
doesn't mean he hates the movie.
Mean I hate the I've never even seen the movie.
I thought you hated the movie.
No.
Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
Can we all lock in?
What's up, Yosh? I feel like I'm getting attacked today.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, I feel like I'm getting attacked today.
Oh, man, what's name? They getting you, boy. I swear they getting you. And I'm going to tell you what's name. I think I'm going to throw a little dagger in
there. Of course. I wouldn't expect anything less.
Man, you sit up there and tell Spike he need to check out the usual suspects and then proceed to tell him the biggest climax of the season.
That's a good point.
I'm like, all right, stop. You like the coffee?
He's 20 years old.
And then what's the name? He saw the picture on the wall. and then he was passing the picture. No, he was trying to say Virgil, whatever his name was.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, Virgil. My goodness.
What was his name?
it was something with a V, something like that. Was saying
it was Virgil Kemp. That was his name,
yeah,
Virgil Kemp.
Virgil Kemp.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my goodness, you just make black people look bad. You really do sit up in the movies and be like, oh, he about to come out.
Hold on, Yoshi. When did Usual Suspects come out?
I mean, it came out, what's the name? What, it was like 90, 99?
Yeah, I was going to say 98.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta hold the plot and everything for Spike.
Yeah,
from movies 30 years old.
Yeah, spoilers, I think, after even a year, I think, are invalid anymore. Did you hear what happens? Did you hear in The Sixth Sense, the kid sees the dead people?
Bruce Willis was dead the whole while.
Yeah.
Oh man, Spike's in there like, is Val on the other side?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, telling
he's
me what happened.
He's used to it.
Yep.
Oh man, and that dude, but I swear, man, what's the name? He like, boy, when he started talking about your daddy got you the job, Spike. I said, he really is, man. He's like, you're making me mad. I'm getting mad at you, Spike. What's the name? You know what? You only got the job because of your dad. What's the name? You only can put on your pants because of your dad. You're skinny. What's the name? Because of your dad. I was like, oh my goodness, this guy really is mad at Spike.
He did have a great line though. Are you for Philly or are you for Eskin?
And that's a fair question.
Yo, that was great. What's the name? I think I'm gonna have to put that in hot quotes for Spike.
Yep.
Oh man, what's the name? Look, I want to tell my iconic scene from a movie, but then I have a Yoshi's scene from a movie. when Darth Vader told Luke he was his father, that was a great scene to me because I was like, my goodness, That's his daddy. What's that? I was excited watching that as a child. And Yoshi's top five movies as a youngster, the scenes that got him excited. Start off slow. You guys were talking about Trading Places the other day with Jamie Lee Curtis. Yes, that was a great scene when she got undressed to get Louis warmed up to make sure, you know, he was all right after he went and caused that scene. But the scene when Eddie Murphy had, when Billy Ray had the house party, and he goes upstairs and the young Latina's in bed and she jumps up under the, from under the cover and says, "I've been waiting for you, Billy Ray." That got me super excited. Purple Rain, when Prince took Apollonia out to Lake Minnetonka and made her jump in there for good luck or whatever it was, that thing got me so excited as a youngster. Kelly LeBrock as Lisa, as they finished making her, and they got in the shower.
Weird science.
Told them
yeah.
To join well, her.
Kelly LeBrock had a moment.
She did have a moment.
She had a moment.
She did.
Boy, well, she was fine, too. I told you, I used to love them brunettes. Oh, my goodness. And she just taking the shower, and they in the corner. That got me so excited as a youngster. Fatal Attraction. When
Alan, he's going to give every sex scene.
Yeah, I'll just let him roll.
Elevator. That got me so excited. Oh, my God. I wanted a crazy woman. I think that's why I married a crazy woman. I like crazy women after watching Glenn Close in that movie. Anything from 9.5 weeks with Mickey Rourke and Ken Basinger got me very excited.
Well, 9.5 weeks, that's the only thing about that movie, actually.
Oh, man. That's why I said anything from it. And Callahan. Getting dumped in the jumping in the pool in the wet T-shirt from Police Academy.
You know,
and Callahan was like 4 feet tall, man.
Oh, man, man, you know who Callahan was? You see, you don't know your movie. Callahan was the blonde, short-haired cop.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the black chick.
No, see, that's why you need to take what you need to pop a blue chew or two, my brother, with memory right.
Well,
but then you are not the one to correct anyone. Let me remember.
Y'all believe me, I correct plenty of people.
Yoshi, there's one that you haven't done that I'm going to give you one more, and it's the one
I got one more, but you want me to say Phoebe Kate?
There you go.
There you go, brother.
All right.
I had that as my bonus,
okay.
But I had to go ahead and say it faster because I knew you loved that scene, and I love that scene too.
It's all time scene. Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Phoebe Cates.
Hey man, as grown men, we still have visions like that, young man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. And my last one, Critters Part Two, when Roxanne Kernahan played Lee, took on the alien hunter took on form, and she was busting out of her suit. That used to get me very excited. The 80s were very exciting for a young man like me who was coming into his new stage of life.
It sounds like that.
You guys have a beautiful, blessed day. And go Bird!
Go Bird.
Pop two blue chews, boy, your memory bad.
Pop two blue chews.
Wow, I don't know about that.
I don't know if anybody can handle that.
Yeah, check the instructions on that one. Don't do that without doctor's instructions. All right. Well, coming up next, it's been a busy day of free agency or legal tampering, which is free agency. We'll give you the updates on all Eagles and Eagles-related players and wrap up the show as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.